WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden will travel to Florida today to see firsthand the damage wrought by Hurricane Milton. At least 23 people have died. As Floridians continue their recovery, some of them are showing their frustration and anger, especially as they sit in long gas lines. Wawa security guard Tootie Jones saw some of it on display near Tampa.
They were fighting, like fist fighting. One girl hit another girl with a car.
CBS's Tom Hansen has more on the situation from Brandon near Tampa.
One in three gas stations across the state are closed. Many still don't have power to operate, causing a bottleneck for stations that are running. To get power back on, 50,000 linemen from as far away as Canada on the job and working overtime.
Governor Ron DeSantis says 37 million gallons of gas arrived at ports in Florida yesterday. He says tanker trucks will be escorted to gas stations by the Florida Highway Patrol. The 2024 presidential election is less than a month away, but one candidate continues to deny the reality of 2020. CBS's Nicole Killian has that.
The New York Times released its full interview with vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance, in which he repeatedly refused to say if former President Trump lost the 2020 election.
Do you believe he lost the 2020 election?
I think that Donald Trump and I have both raised a number of issues with the 2020 election.
Senator, ooh, yes or no? Okay. Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Let me ask you a question.
At a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, he was asked again.
As I said in that interview, and I'm going to say to you right now, I think the election of 2020 had serious problems. You want to call it rigged? Call it whatever you want to. It wasn't okay.
Early voting is underway in more than half the country. Polls in battleground states indicate Vice President Kamala Harris has a lead in Pennsylvania, while former President Donald Trump leads in Arizona. Israeli airstrikes have hit the headquarters of the UN Peacekeeping Force and other positions in southern Lebanon in recent days, drawing widespread condemnation. From Jerusalem, the BBC's Wira Davis.
Israeli military tactics seem to be closing in around the area, focusing in on remaining Hamas fighters in those areas. Now, Israel has for several days issued an evacuation order for civilians in the area. There are thought to be as many as 400,000 people in those areas of northern Gaza. But it's clear that many of those people are unwilling or indeed unable to leave, and they're being caught up in the fighting.
The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Beirut.
We've counted 524 airstrikes just in the past week. The death toll that we're kind of getting from the Lebanese authorities is around 1,640 people killed since the intensification of the Israeli campaign back on the 23rd of September.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable, instead of running red beneath my claws.
They are, it's only at the sound, and I don't wanna hear them at all, cause I can't be happy now.
sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have. You spent your summers falling pots underneath holes you drilled in your roof. I'm in disbelief. 100 torn breezes, a world of bourgeoisies. You're still raving, make way. Embalming the same rotten story is always the same. Now I'm so sick, gray. I'm so sick of. Your wish list, don't wait till you wear. She did this, she did that, she went there. Brother, your thunder's 9 days times 100 in number, that's almost 3 years. Still love your hate, they can love your mate, they can hang in a
Double goodness from Amelia Ford. She's live all over Green Bay and the Appleton area on October 11th. Yes, that's Friday. You missed it. But also October 19th and the 26th. More information is out there at magsyncradio.com and all those social media things. After all, we connect you to the local stuff because we are local music. All this double-dipped, local-powered goodness is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. So what's next in the after hours? Some Newski, some Miles Nielsen, and of course some Trapper Shep. He'll be in Eau Claire on the 23rd. Don't forget December 13 at Kiki's House of Righteous Music right here in Madison. Local music you can see and hear on your own right now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Someone. Now I'm feeling like a bullet. Trap by blessing that stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can beat this fight, but I won't give the world. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Trapper, and then Mascot Theory, and last up was John Bulkson Experience. And of course, you can make plans to see the Mascot Theory at Flannel Fest in November right here in Madison at the Barrymore. We keep the local sounds moving with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Rockford tonight, and then Baraboo on Saturday. Milwaukee on November 22nd. Hands up now on Max Inc. Radio.
And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Again, if you give me everything, and if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up.
Hands up on Max Inc. Radio, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Brett Newsky is going to take us to the break. See him at the Full Mile Beer Company on the 19th. Hear him now on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm paranoid. I don't trust my neighbors, I don't trust my boss, I don't trust the water, I don't trust the cops, I don't trust the news, I don't trust my food, and I don't trust the white guys in the suits. I'm paranoid, I'm paranoid, running around in circles again. I'm paranoid. The army, the gun.
local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2 75-cent cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So good to you if you let me.
The break is over, and you are back to the local stuff in the after hours on Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here, connecting you to Gina James and Megan Owens. Both no new shows on the books right now, but as soon as we know, you will know. After all, we are local music, and we've got you covered for the upcoming spooky season, Halloween at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison, Saturday, October 26th. Live music from Honey Shot, drink specials, costume contest with first place prize of $400. More information, go to LazyOafLounge.com. We have more local music for you from Beth Keeley up next and live at Flannel Fest, and on the 11th in Kimberly, Wisconsin, 12th, Black Earth. And every weekend right here on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. We are local music.
You lean over slowly and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand on my back and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod. But all that I can fake. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock. The air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 Side. A momentary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love, that you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Doctors say that it's a birth and cure. Even if you say you're insecure. it's too cold. You don't want to risk it for just one second under the sun. Don't you worry, cause you're not the only one. I've been waiting for you to come and join me on the dance floor. So let's go boogie.
Local music is here, and we are in the after hours of Max Zinc Radio. Porky's Groove Machine and now Miscellaneous Owl and the Rascal Theory keeps the local music moving on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Traveling with a 1,000-volt ghost.
right, another late night done. Thanks for tuning in and supporting the local music right here in Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. See you next week, everybody. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.